this time tomorrow we'll know who will be the next leader of the United States of America. Will Mitt Romney become the country's 45th president, or will the incumbent Barack Obama become a two-term office holder? The man sitting opposite me now will understandably be a little more nervous than perhaps anyone else in this country. He is Henry Healy from Moneygall and Barack Obama's eighth cousin. Isn't that correct, Henry?
That's correct, Derek.
Henry the Eighth, of course. And the man responsible for bringing Barack Obama to Moneygall in the first place.
Cavalcade is on the move. Brenda, back to you.
He's now meeting his cousins. Henry Healy's introducing him to his cousins. I'm just going to reach out and try and shake his hand. I've just shaken Barack Obama's hand. Oh, my God. He's now meeting his cousins, Henry Healy, because I'm with his sisters. Henry Healy's sisters, they're all his cousins. He's joking with them. He's getting his picture taken. He's just passed us on by. I have a very clear glimpse of him. The Secret Service are all looking. That was extraordinary. He's such a tall man. I've got a great glimpse of him now. What just happened there, Angus? I don't know what you got, what you didn't get. Whoa, hang on, I'm going to fall with the crowd. Are you...
So there was Brenda falling into the crowd the day she met Barack Obama. Of course, it was supposed to be about Barack. Brenda made it about her, but anyway.
Everything is about me.
There you go. And Angus was sitting in at the time, so good old look to Angus. He's moved on from the programme. He's working on another show now, and we've got a new boss. But at any rate, Henry Healy is here. The eighth cousin, Henry, does it bring you back?
Every day I think, there's nowhere I go that Obama's not brought up, and every day I'm brought back to the 23rd of May last year, and it's I'm just hoping there'll be another 23rd of May sometime in the future when he returns, maybe again as president.
Yeah, there was a little article in the Irish Examiner today suggesting that Moneygall needs Barack Obama to be the president again.
No, we don't need him to be the president again.
That's what it said anyway.
I don't mind that. They can write what they want, but we don't need him to be president again. We want him to be president again. Moneygall is going to be there. It's going to have the legacy of Dungannstown and New Ross, like after John F. Kennedy's visit. That's still going. You'll have the remembrance of Ballyporeen for Ronald Reagan. You know, we are in the history books. No one will forget Moneygall, and
it wasn't a negative thing. And would you, if he becomes president again, do you think he will come back to visit? Did he say he would?
The president himself has indicated he would like to return to Ireland. He didn't say Moneygall specifically, but the First Lady has said she'd like to bring her daughters to Moneygall. So we're hopeful that there will be a return visit, and hopefully the government will maybe issue an invitation for a state visit, an official visit to President Obama tomorrow morning.
Do you think he'll get re-elected?
If you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said I would be humming and hawing. Trying to think of a tactful thing to say to sound positive, but not too positive to cover my tracks. But no, I'm pretty sure. I think he will. I think, you know, he's after in the last few days, you know, getting the support of Governor Christie of New Jersey, who was a huge advocate of Mitt Romney, and who was actually Mitt Romney's preferred VP candidate for the Republican Party, and to see that. Dismiss Romney now and go side with Obama. You've Michael Bloomberg in New York. Mm-hmm. These are all Republicans. This is flying in the face of what Republicans have been saying about President Obama, that he's not able to cross the bridge. He's not bipartisan. He's very much bipartisan. He's well able to work with the other side. And I think, you know, you see consumer sentiment is rising in the States. Employment is increasing. So things are going right. But like, we have to remember, he had a disaster of an economy handed to him by after 8 years of George Bush. And the only way he could have recovered that economy would to do what Mitt Romney does and ignore the 47% and only work with 53%. You know, but the president, on the night of his inauguration or his acceptance victory speech in 2008, said he wanted to work for 100% of Americans, and he has. And I think, give him the extra 4 years, and I guarantee you, you'll see a huge recovery in the States. You know,
there's lots of things he hasn't done.
There are, but
still troops in Afghanistan.
Guantanamo
Bay.
No, they're not in Afghanistan. They are. There's Iraqis. Guantanamo Bay is still open.
There's still things.
Yeah, but he's when you have the Republicans there, and their only ambition is to get Obama out. They vote everything down. They're not willing to work with him. That's their one goal for the last 4 years has been to get rid of Obama. So it's impossible to work in conditions. He doesn't have the majority. You know, he doesn't have the majority in the houses. He has to work with the Republicans, but they're not willing to work. So it's impossible to do all these things.
You could be a spokesman for me. I'm an official spokesman. Yeah. In the State Department or something like that. Maybe they've got you in here.
No.
You're embedded in Ireland and you're... I mean, have you been in touch with him? Did you call him the other day to say, listen, good luck, Barack? Do you call him Barack, by the way, or Mr. President? What do you call him?
Anytime I've met him, it's been Mr. President. And I've kept contact with the team, with members of the campaign team and staff in the White House. I sent an email last night wishing him the best of luck. And I attended the Democratic Convention. I was over in Charlotte for the convention, seeing Bill Clinton nominate him again as the Democratic nominee. You know, so I have been very much involved. I'm engrossed, I suppose.
Did Bill do it through gritted teeth, do you think?
No, because I was at a private function the night before Bill gave that speech, and he got up on stage and he said, "Everything I say tomorrow," he says, I will mean it." And I don't know. I know politicians are great at spinning and great at fibbing. But no, I thought he was being he's genuine. He's sincere. I suppose he's seen the work that he and the former First Lady Hillary Clinton is doing as Secretary of State.
I won't pretend to know anything about American politics. I don't. But there seems to me, when I watch the TV, millions of people on the breadline. All the talk last week was how presidential he looks. And I thought, what a load of crap. You know, there's people suffering in New York. The death toll now is over 100 people. OK, they can't stop the storm. I understand that. They give people warnings, get out. Yeah. You know, what more can they do? Hold a gun to their head and force them out, you know, if people were caught up in that. But now I'm seeing in some... parts of New York, people saying no one come in to help us. I was watching the news the other night. They're not getting any help. They're not getting any help. Too right, they cancelled the marathon, because all the resources that went into the marathon should really be, you know, pointed in our direction to help us. So, you know, all looking presidential is all well and fine if nothing is happening on the ground.
I know, but he has opened up the federal budgets and put in the troops in to try and relieve it. But again, you're talking local politics. You have governors of New York, you have mayors of New York, same in New Jersey. They have to be responsible too and act he's the president of all the states, not just two or three or four of the states that are affected. So he has to watch the entire country, and he did give time and put effort and resources in as much as he possibly could.
How much do you think his visit here to Ireland, it was 2011 last year, helps his case now in this election that's ongoing today?
Yeah, well, I suppose it never does anybody any bit of harm to have Irish connections when you're running for president in the States.
40 million Irish Americans.
Yeah, exactly. You know, how effective it has been for him...
We'll see.
Yeah, the polls are all indicating strong leanings. 51% of the Irish Americans are leaning towards Obama. 49% are Romney. So you could say it's pretty split. But hopefully, you know, the natural association for Ireland is to align themselves with the Democratic Party.
Sorry, I did ask you a question, and then I didn't wait for your answer, and I was rude. I was asking you, did you call him? Did you phone him, wish him well? Then I just asked you how you addressed him, but I meant, did you actually contact him and say good luck?
No, I can't. I don't have direct contact to the president.
You're his cousin.
I know, but I can.
I got my cousin's telephone number. Is he really your cousin? Come on now, Henry. I want to ask you a question now. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want you to be upset now.
No, I won't be.
Brenda, are you comfortable if he gets upset?
Yeah, I'd mind him.
Close to your bosom. Do you feel used?
No, I don't. I genuinely don't. I think of it's because I've seen the benefits of the connection to Moneygall, how it's transformed our community. I think it's been fantastic. There's ample opportunity, I suppose, where I could have been used, and it wasn't done. You know, like there was opportunities for me to go on press in the States when I was over around St. Patrick's. And
invited you over, didn't they?
I spent the day that Saturday with the president, and we went for a pint and things again, and came back in on the 20th of March for the Shamrock reception then. So,
but can I ask you, do you really feel like his cousin in the same way that, like, I have cousins, and when I meet them I know they're my cousins and I feel like they're my cousins? Do you feel like when you meet Barack and when you're out with him in St. Patrick's, did you actually feel like his cousin?
I don't know. How do you know if someone feels like your cousin, to be honest?
You just know they're a family, and that there's, you know...
No,
they're
but he's
family. Well, I know Brenda's totally a mate. Brenda's a mate.
Put you this way: like when you're in his presence, you don't feel like you're with the most powerful man in the world. He's as laid back, down to earth, and ordinary to speak to. And I find conversation flowed fine with him in Moneygall, and the same when we were in DC. You know, had the joke.
That's interesting,
had the crack.
Because they said on TV last night in one of these kind of appraisals of him, I think it was Andrew Marr's program on BBC last night, that he wasn't good at that kind of stuff. on the ground when he met people face to face that he really wasn't that great. Kind of surprised me because you see the pictures of him hugging people and they're always happy to see him. He seems personable. They were saying he wasn't great at that stuff.
I found him easy going and very easy to talk to and relate with. I suppose the connection is so far out to it's hard to say that you feel like you're a cousin to him. But the fact that he has acknowledged the connection is good enough. And he didn't just come to Ireland.
He's
invited
not great
us back.
At the old chit chat. I think is what they were saying on the program.
There was plenty of chit chat in the beast going down through DC.
In the beast.
We were well able to keep conversation flowing.
When you were over there at the Democratic convention, and then in a private small function with Bill Clinton, that's great. But were you kind of wheeled out as I'm Henry, his eighth cousin?
No, I didn't.
Were you introduced to the crowd or anything like that?
The only event that that I went and spoke at was the Irish American Democrats event, and I got up and I spoke at that. And I didn't contact the White House or the Obama team to let them know I was actually in Charlotte. It was the Irish American Democrats invited me out to attend, and of course I wasn't going to turn up the opportunity to attend.
No way.
So I'm getting to see things that I would never have seen before.
Well, you were in the beast.
I was in the beast.
I'd love to have a little ride in that. It'd be quite nice. Difference.
Yeah, no, it is. And to see the entourage that travels behind it and, the ambulance. There's 30 vehicles that just travel behind it.
Do you know what they're all doing or is it all for show?
No, I'm sure they all have a purpose, but I didn't question.
Did you ever ask for a job? Because I heard you're made really unemployed.
I was, but I'm working now at connecting communities and parishes through Ireland Reach Now. We're working to connect the diaspora back down to the local parishes and communities throughout Ireland. We're working on that. So I suppose it fits well with the connection because of Obama, and we were able to trace
would
it back.
Would you like
to
a job in the States? Would you like to work on his team? Did you ever ask him, say, listen, any chance of a gig, an internship, let's say?
Anyone who knows me knows that it's very hard for me to leave Ireland. I love where I come from, and it's grand to go on it for a week, two or three, but I always want to come back.
What do you think about this hoo-ha about the gathering?
I think that's all it is a hoo-ha. Like, the gathering has huge potential for the country, and it will bring people home. And, I suppose you'll always have the knockers, the begrudgers, but the gathering it will be a success for Ireland. And, it will say with our programme Ireland Reach Now are assisting in bringing people back.
Yeah, and will there be many people coming back to Moneygall, do you think?
We have our own gathering. It's up on the gathering website, and we'll be working, connecting, trying to find people who have left Moneygall before and to bring them back and invite them. I think every community should become involved. It's no harm. Bring a bit of life back into towns and villages around Ireland if they become involved in it.
So how are you going to watch the election tonight? What's your plan? Where will you be? Will you be with the gang? Will you have your little stars and stripes and your tricolour underwear on, or what will you be doing?
Well, I know there's big celebrations planned in Moneygall and a big get together planned in Ollie's for tonight from 9 o'clock.
Brenda was down there.
I would say that's the place to be, really. To be honest with you,
have they a late license?
I don't know about that now. But they have a kitchen. They have a kitchen. He lives attached to the pub.
No,
don't be asking questions, Derek.
We won't worry. The polls will all be shutting around 11:30, just in time for closing time. So a lot of the exit polls will be coming in at that time too. But I myself, I'm here. I'm up in Dublin. I'm in the Guinness Storehouse. The embassy have invited me up to an event up here.
Is there a party there tonight?
There's a little bit of a party.
There's another place to go.
Very nice.
That's invite only.
I didn't get an invitation. Did you, Brendan?
No.
Not important enough.
No.
Oh, so you're going to be watching it at any rate.
I will, yeah.
Are you nervous?
I am. I actually am. I'm more nervous than I thought. I wouldn't like to be running for election myself if I'm feeling like this for a presidential election in the States.
What do you think about the awful waste of money on the advertising campaigns in the run-up to this election? Isn't it just scandalous?
Hundreds
of millions of dollars when people are starving.
Both campaigns have spent approximately $1 billion each. You're talking $2 billion dollars, on the campaigns. And you look at any of the ads, they're negative. They're spin doctor ads. They're nonsensical in one way. But they're telling, a lot of them are lies. A lot of Romneys are anyway.
Right. Would you say on both sides?
Well,
course, anyway, allegedly, yeah. Just let me disassociate myself. If you were Dustin, I'd be saying the same from that remark. You can't prove that any of this negative advertising is an untruth.
Yeah, but it's a pity that so much money is pumped into it when, as you say,
but
there
it is
yeah.
pretty scandalous. Yeah, it's it one is, thing when I, you know, when I sit back. And the obsession with it as well from yeah. the media in this part of the world. We're interested because you. But, you know, otherwise you say to yourself, does it ever end? Why are we so obsessed with what goes on?
Yeah, and I think...
And then they say the leaders of the free world.
Yeah. But I think, you know, when Obama is re-elected tomorrow, we won't have to worry about another campaign. He won't. He can have 4 years straight and without any of this campaigning.
So let's say Obama gets in tomorrow, mm-hmm. And then we have another 4 years. And then who do you think will step up to the podium after that?
I don't know. You have a few potentials there. Like, I wonder, will Hillary Clinton go? There's Martin O'Malley. He's governor as well.
He doesn't sound Irish at all.
He doesn't. No, he plays in an Irish band over in the States as well.
No way.
Yeah, he's governor of Massachusetts, I think it is. Yeah, so he's a shoo-in, I'd say, as well. And, of course, Paul Ryan, I imagine, will probably be up there with Sarah Palin, throwing their shapes around for the Republican nomination.
Tom has been on to say, is there any truth in the rumour that Romney's great, 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 great grandfather is from Moneygall?
Absolutely none.
Do we have to listen to a partisan account? He seems to have become an expert on American politics. With all due respects to Henry, Barack only wants to wheel his distant cousins out on St. Paddy's Day for electoral gain, says Catherine. That's kind of back to the question, did you feel a bit used that I asked you?
Yeah, no, I didn't feel used, yeah. Like, the connection is still there, we can, you know.
Get Obama back for the gathering as part of the Irish diaspora abroad, says Eugene and Marino. Now, you see, this could be very useful, Henry. If he does get re-elected, you should get on the blower to him and say, listen, come back here. You know, we got you in. We need your help. Come back for the gathering. But yeah, and you pick up the bill. Don't let the Irish state pick up the bill. I don't know how that works. If he's invited here officially, does the state pick up the bill? I'm sure it does for the security and all that kind of stuff.
I'm to pick up the bill. 16 million to cover the last one.
Robert says the Queen's visit overshadowed the visit of Obama. What would you say to that?
Well, the Queen's visit was a hugely historic visit. You know, the two of them, I suppose, can't be really compared like with like. But, you know, it was a significant visit for all the same for President Obama. And both, you could say, overshadowed the Dalai Lama's visit, you know. So
was he here?
He was, yeah.
Do you know, I just got a flashback to that day, the 23rd of May, when he was in Moneygall and all the crowds on the street and you have the cars and they're starting to walk up the street. And I was standing beside your sisters. Mm. And he shook hands and there was the thrill and the excitement as he went past and shook the hands and you introduced your sisters and then we moved on. Then we had Michelle. That was even more exciting. So it was all gone. And then everybody went into the pub and I looked around and two of your sisters were crying. Oh. It was kind of the emotion. It had gone. But I asked them, why were they crying? And they said to me, yes, I mean, what a thrill to see Michelle and Brack and stuff. But what a thrill to see you walking along with them and introducing them here and there and explaining things. And that to them was why they were so emotional, because they were so proud of you.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't tell me that themselves afterwards.
Yeah, well, I was there, so I saw it.
I know. Like, it was hugely emotional because I know in the lead up we were planning who'd be in the pub, who wouldn't be in the pub. And my sisters and my brother were cut out. They got the chop, unfortunately. And so they didn't think they were going to get to meet them. And even up until that morning, I would have said no one was going to get to meet the president, because on the little book of the programme of what was going to happen in Moneygall, he was only supposed to spend 10 minutes meeting and greeting with the crowd. And sure, he said he doubled his time that he was supposed to be in Moneygall.
It was great telly. Mm. I mean, I remember the rain falling and the umbrellas and everything. And just walking down the street, there was actually something quite pleasant about the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, normally you see that so much security and it's a mess and somebody, they're terrified. There's a sniper in the crowd. There's a sniper in the ground. There's a sniper. And yet they were in Ireland and there was that kind of sense of relax.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say you're home. I don't want to get caught up by that nonsense. Yeah. But the fact is that, like, the person was here and felt safe here.
Yeah, I would say it's nonsense though, Derek, because what you didn't see was the president actually go into his ancestral home, and he did get quite emotional. He felt the connection there. And we'll say with Ireland reaching out, we're seeing people coming back, and they do feel like they're coming home. You know, I think it's a pity that the Irish dismiss it so much.
Do you think I'm too cynical then?
Yeah, I do, because I've seen it, and I've seen it not just with the president. So, you know, I've seen it with regular people coming back, you know, and getting quite emotional, because even if they're standing on the site of where the house was or the land that their ancestors farmed, it's huge, and community should embrace
the diaspora.
Actually,
you know what, Henry, you're right, because a little bit later on we'll be talking about the return of the Genealogy Roadshow. And they're looking for people to send in their stories if they think they're connected to somebody. And we have a clip from the Collins family who came from Boston to find their people here and to visit their ancestral home. And we'll be talking about that later on. So you know what? And I was there when I met those people and I spoke to them and they were in floods of tears and I saw how much it meant to two generations of that family from Boston. Yeah. And how moved they were, and they felt, well, this is who we are and this is where we're from. So actually, when I think about it like that, you're dead right.
Yeah, and you'll see a prime example.
The other part of my brain is saying that, you know, what a great photo opportunity for Barack. And that's fair enough as well. But if Ireland benefits from it, and if we all get something out of it, then I suppose there's no harm in it.
I think Ireland did benefit from it, you know, without a doubt. You know, the promotion, the spin-off from tourism, you know.
It is phenomenal. It is.
I just wish they'd stay a few days longer.
Yeah.
So we can get more out of it, you know what I mean?
When I was in
try and get them back for the gathering, Henry.
Well, we'll do our best.
Do your best.
Yeah, and at the gathering homeward bound as well, you'll see a prime example of someone coming home tonight as well on that on RT1. So tune into that as well.
Emer has been on to say, great listening to Henry Healy. That's you, Henry. I've just spent a week in Virginia canvassing for Obama.
Yep.
So that's out in Virginia.
State.
Hi, Derek. You're very hard on Henry, but fair play to him. He's well able for you, says Moira. I wouldn't ask him if I didn't think he was well able for it. Mooney, Henry is a hero. When is he going for election? Says Brian in sunny Athy. Apparently the sun is shining in Athy. Home of Ernest Shackleton. A bit late to bring him back. But at any rate, would you ever consider...
I'm a bag of nerves at the moment for President Obama. I wouldn't be able to do it for myself.
I don't know. You'd be the dark horse. You'd be like Enda. The long grass there, you know. Yeah. Would you have a party?
I'm affiliated to a party, yeah.
Which one is it?
A political one. I'm a member of Fianna Fáil.
You're a member of Fianna Fáil?
I am.
Well, listen,
they must get you to run.
It was wonderful. Having you on today, and you're going to be on this afternoon on television with Dahi and Moira. So what time are you on there?
I'm on at half four.
If people want to see you in the flesh to remember what you look like.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming in.
No
here.
Problem at all. Anytime.
Really, really appreciate
anytime.
It. And good luck to your chosen candidate tonight.
Thank you very much.
May the best man win.